money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
Welcome to the show. This is the show where Dave and Reb and our guests, we have a special guest this morning from Amanda, and we talk about the hard issues of money. If you are the first-time listener, welcome. If you're a long-time listener, we welcome you again. If you're listening on the radio here in the Ottawa area, that's special because we're in the studio here at CHRI. I don't often say that, but we're in the studio, and they're so good to us, and I just love it. So if you're listening on CHRI, keep both hands on the wheel. If you're in the kitchen, grab a coffee, sit down, and just enjoy the conversation. And if you're in a podcast and you're probably running or exercising or something, so that, you know, anyway.
Or lounging on the couch.
Okay, we got a lot to talk about.
Okay, we do have a lot
you're
to talk about.
You're going down the road with the runners. Like, all right. Enough.
First, we got to give a shout out to our sponsor, yes. NotMine.ca. Again, great partners of ours. If you have questions and information that you want around the topic of God and money, hit NotMine.ca and you'll see lots of resources there. How's that?
Thank you. Very good. Nice. But you are sharing the scripture today. We want to welcome Amanda.
Thank you.
Amanda Van Oppen. Of course, you are related to us. And yes. But you also are a practicing psychotherapist. And yes. We have just been having fun, or I've been having a lot of fun doing things on shame and for our team. And you've spoken to our team on different things. And you've been on the show.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me back. A risk as always.
But we appreciate the insights, like in the profession you're in, to help us understand the deeper heart issues around money. Mm-hmm. As financial coaches, we can run up against things when we're, you know, even in ourselves, but also when we're talking to others. And it's always nice to have a greater understanding of what are the rhythms that are maybe underneath some of the issues that we're having with debt or compulsion buying or some of those things. So today, you're going to read a scripture. And you are, because it's your turn to do the scripture.
Yeah. So The scripture is found in 2 Corinthians 13.
Oh, no.
I don't know. We've got something going on in terms of an underlying...
Dave's been really stressed, and he's just about to have a laughing fit here in this radio show. Okay, read the word.
2 Corinthians chapter 13 says this, and verse 5, "Examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourselves. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is among you. If not, you've failed the test of genuine faith." And I'll just stop right there. So,
wow, there's a lot in that.
So much.
And how does that relate to values, Rebecca?
Well, we hadn't even given the topic yet. So we're talking about values today. I know a really nice hook, but we want to understand what motivates us in our life. Mm-hmm. So sometimes our life right now is so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It feels like we don't want it so fast, but it's just, we might feel like it's so out of control that we have no input into actually slowing it down.
Yeah.
To understand what's really motivating us. What are the values behind a lot of the decisions we're making in life, including financial? And that scripture verse, Dave read it to me this morning. I'm like, oh man, examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. And that's what we want to talk about, because I don't know if you do value sessions with clients, or like, we didn't even
sometimes.
Talk. Sometimes. But you maybe don't say, okay, here's the value sheet, but you might. So we want to talk about that today, because we understand that values are like, what did you say? A compass, a guide to some things that are happening in our life. David, I had asked you, why is this important for knowing this in regards to our finances? Like, why should we understand our values?
Are you asking me or asking
Amanda? No, I'm going to ask
you. I really
you.
Want the professional.
No. I'm going to get to her.
We're all professionals here.
She's going to explain in a minute what values are. How do we discover them if this is like a, if we've never thought about it before? But what, I just want you to start off. Why are we even talking about this in terms of our money?
So, I mean, there's a couple of things there, but one of the things that values do, and I'm sure we're going to define it, but I'm going to jump in a little bit ahead. Values reflect the heart's deepest desires for how we interact with the world, with others, and with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if we don't take the time to examine ourselves, to sit down and say, what is really important to me? Somebody else is going to actually fill that. Mm-hmm. That's going to come from somewhere else. And so the encouragement and the challenge today and why we're talking about values is that, you know, we can look and see in different places the indicators of what our values are, and we'll talk about that. But to actually stop long enough to say, are the things I'm doing, the way I interact with the people around me, does that actually, like, do I have a compass? Mm-hmm. Do I have an anchor? Do I have something that really indicates to me something, a little bit of who I am and how I relate to others? Or am I just kind of flowing with it? And
then when it comes to money, that's dangerous.
Well, when
it can be dangerous.
Yeah. Or when times get tough, right? I think that's right. When things don't go the way we planned, or when economies feel stressful, or right? When bad things are happening.
More simply than that, though, it's the, oh, I saw my neighbor has a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden now I have to value their car, right? Well, if I don't know that, well, no, I actually don't, like, I don't have that value. I don't care about what my car looks like. I just need a method of transportation. I don't need, well, then my value will rub up against my neighbor. And if I'm not solid on my value, that will affect my finances. It's going to impact. And I'll give a little example of that. In Holland, they have a lottery that is by postal code.
Oh.
And so if you are in that postal code and you contributed to the lottery and you win, everybody in your postal code gets
some of the
proceeds.
Yeah.
What happens, of course, they observe is that the people that won were your neighbors and you may not have contributed to. And if they got a new car from their winnings, within 2 years, you were buying a new car, even though you
weren't. Wow. It's so interesting.
That's fascinating.
Because then you're feeling like miffed.
Yeah. That they got it.
Yes.
And you
didn't.
You might have a value that I don't want to gamble.
But you've never wanted a new car.
Yeah,
you never
even
thought about
it.
But all of a sudden you're like feeling like this, I'm deprived. Anyway, so that is really important to understand. Well, you know, I don't believe in gambling. I don't want to gamble. I didn't have the money to do that. So I'm going to be just content where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
But understanding that's so important. Mm-hmm. So let's go over for a few minutes, like, because we want to also help people uncover that what they think they value may not be reflected in their lives or in their money. And we're going to get there, if not this show, in another one. But what are values, Amanda? Like, why are they important in your line of work for people like me to understand?
Yeah. So I think values, I mean, they're one of those things hard to define, but I'll kind of tell you what some of the pieces are of them and some of what they're not, right? So, I mean, what they're not is they're not goals, right? Most of our society, I think, runs on kind of this goal, very objective kind of focused. You know, it's I buy a house by 30 or I retire by 65. You know, these are kind of like milestone goals that we work towards. Values are not defined by like a concrete, like something that we get. They're kind of an ongoing, always happening something that happens in our life, right? And because of that, I think they feel deeper and more connected to us. It's not something we just achieve. They don't just end. They're something that we're always kind of working on and always living out. So I'll give you like an example. So maybe somebody really values faith, right? They value spirituality. They value being close to God. That's not something we just obtain.
Right?
Oh, I'm going
we're
to.
Like,
go.
One day we're like, okay, great. I made my down payment of faith. Right?
Right.
Done. Right?
It.
yeah. over, right? Faith is an ongoing something that's always with us.
Yeah, that's a great example.
And always giving us the really beautiful part about values that are very different than goals. Well, goals can give us purpose for that short term. Okay, I'm buying a house by 30. I'm buying a house by 40. This is my goal. I'm putting my money towards that. When that goal ends, the purpose of that goal ends too, doesn't right. it?
Yes.
Whereas a value doesn't have to end and therefore continues through our life. And I find ends up then being something that feels very consistent for us. And that's why I really like them, because it actually allows us to shape our life in the long term instead of kind of in this short term, mm-hmm. how do I obtain something and then move to the next thing and then obtain it and move to the next thing.
It certainly informs, in a sense, your own decision-making yeah. process in a lot of these things, right? You mm-hmm. know, what am I going to chase after? What is, mm-hmm. what appeals to me? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of that is that deeper mm-hmm. values, mm-hmm. you know,
So they would be actually, the values would actually be, can be a part of the goal.
Absolutely.
Like here's the goal, that thing that you want to get, but mm-hmm. your values, how you get there.
Yes.
Right. So yes. I want to,
or maybe the reason you set that goal. So maybe you have a goal of, I want to be debt free in 5 years.
Right.
Maybe that's your goal. A value in that might be, I want to feel freedom right. to make financial decisions. And so, you know, I want to feel free. I don't want to feel the weight of the debt. I want to feel like I can, you know, feel free to do things with my money and stuff like that. And so that value is going to kind of then define that goal.
Right.
Right. Does okay. that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yes. So you've also said that values are the why of your life.
Yeah.
Can you explain that a little bit?
I think so. Like when I think about, say, like a goal or an objective, it's much more of like the what can we do or what can we achieve, yes. right?
Yeah.
But a value is like, why are we doing it?
Right.
And I think that's just a great question to ask ourselves, because sometimes we can get really wrapped up in, you know, like you were just saying in the Holland example, right? Really wrapped up in this idea of like, well, that person has this thing, or maybe society tells me, this yep. is what I should be doing, right? Yep. Like, I should own a house, or I should, you know, do this thing with my job, or if I'm not making this salary, then I'm not doing good enough, right? There's yeah. kind of these maybe goals that are kind of in society. And to slow down and ask ourselves, but why? Yeah. Like, say I feel like it's really important that I have a high salary. I need to work a lot. I need to make a lot of money. And then, you know, we turn around and say, like, but why? Is it, does it support one of my values, or is it actually taking away from one of my values? What if one of my values is my family and getting to spend time with it? But I feel like the goal is I should be making this amount of money so I don't spend any time with my family. Then they're misaligned. And I think that's going to create like difficulties for us.
I was just thinking about that misalignment word.
Yeah.
And when we're living in a way that actually isn't what our belief system is. Mm-hmm. And I think in the speed, mm-hmm. like David and I are asking ourselves even, you know, do we value, or is slowing down important for us right now? Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? What does that mm-hmm. mean when you run a business?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, how to, like, we're grappling with it on different levels. Because I think your values, you gave us this beautiful sheet mm-hmm. by somebody named...
it's Brené Brown.
Oh, this. What about this one?
That's the bullseye.
Okay, so we have a bullseye. You guys can see it. I don't know if you can see it there.
Yeah.
There's
on
a bullseye.
YouTube, you can see it. If you're driving yeah. in your car, please. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't look. Dr. Russ Harris, you got yeah. it from him. There's this
yeah.
like bullseye, and you have like your areas of work, education, leisure, relationships, personal growth. It's all, and mm-hmm. then, and we're invited to actually put an X of the value in work and education. Honesty is a big one for me, always has been.
Yeah.
That I know. Dave could have mm-hmm. said that in mm-hmm. his sleep. You know, how we communicate, all of that. It's big in a lot of mm-hmm. my areas. But then I thought of money, and I'm like, do I really want to be honest about money? Like,
interesting, Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, I have to go examine myself yeah. on that one. Do I really want to say what's motivating me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to buy more clothes or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. It's one I'm like, oh man, I have to sit and think, am I really valuing honesty or is it misaligned?
Yeah.
Am I convincing myself of something that's not true really about what I value?
Yeah. Or you have another value that's kind of, sometimes they come and they almost like can butt heads a little bit, right? We have the two values. Oh, I want people to think I'm good with money. So kind of the value of how I'm viewed in the world and people respect me and want, you know, versus the value of honesty of like, what if I'm not good at managing money? And so like, how do those values go together?
Right? And I tell you, I'm like, this has been a big one for us on this journey of More Than Enough, because I'm like, I value honesty and wanting to be transparent, like, right? Transparency is a big one. I'm like, I just don't think I'm good with money. Why am I here? I'm just going to quit.
Well, you're just an inspiration for all those who say, I'm no good with money, but I look at Rebecca and look at how she's doing. So,
don't know my bank. We're not going to talk about me anymore.
You off the hot seat.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda. But that misalignment is a really important thing to be aware of in our examining of ourselves. So, what does that feel like
I think though, just kind of jumping in there, when we talk about the why. And taking the time to actually go again, because I think culture, society, the speed of our lives, all of those things, we inherit a lot of values.
We do. Good
some
point.
Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them come from our parents because we grew up in homes that had certain values, all of that. But I think in today, maybe that's the encouragement is to say, you know, don't inherit values. Sit down, examine yourself and say, these are actually the things that are really important to me. These are the things that I really value.
Yeah.
Because that, again, becomes your compass. It becomes one of the I'm going to say, the matrix in which you make decisions, whether they're financial decisions or who you marry or like, as you said, it's ongoing. So it affects every part of our lives. And maybe that's one of the things in this culture that we have, that because we don't slow down to actually think about it enough, because we aren't encouraged in that, we just simply accept the values as they come to us. Because we all have values, right?
Yes, like, exactly. No, we're running on a value system, right? Like if you're like, oh, I don't really have values, like I don't care. Like you're running on a value system, right? Like there is a value there. It may be ambivalence, right? Like it may be—
I value not caring.
Yeah, but actually, right? Like I value feeling not committed to something or, right? Like there is—
Or not following the culture or, you know, again, where does that come as you go to that deeper part of that?
So you have also shared with me, when we align our values, even when we experience hard things, we can have a sense of meaning and purpose, a sense of meaning that we are still heading we're being true to ourselves, I guess. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I think I often think of it as the stabilizer or like the thread that runs steady, like through the waves of life, right? Like, because things do go up and down. And if we kind of measure how we are doing by like exactly how the goals we achieve or the things we get, I think life is going to feel pretty up and down, right? Or it's going to feel like we're constantly climbing this like Mount Everest of goals, right? We achieve a goal to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. But that feeling of kind of having this stable ground kind of beneath our feet of being like, in the end, like if the offer falls through or there's debt or, you know, I don't get the car that I thought I was going to get, like in the end, I know my purpose and I know my meaning. I think that feels like, when I say it out loud, like I feel more at peace, right? Wow. You feel more resilient. Like I know we talked last show about that resilience of kind of saying like, what do I fall back on, especially when things are hard or especially when things don't go as planned? And I think values can feel much more foundational to us and cannot be disrupted by those moments.
And we have a phrase that the Lord's been reminding us of continually, have strategic yeses and strategic nos. Mm. And I'm thinking of that while you're sharing this, because mm-hmm. having those values will help us determine what we say yes totally. To and what we say no to. Yeah. And I don't know, this is inspiring me to slow down a little bit more and evaluate some of these things in my life. But How do you find your values? Like, if you don't, like, I'm thinking of young adolescent, I want to say children.
I think just climb to a mountaintop. And spend about a month there.
Exactly. So, like, in really pure silence, yeah, right?
Yeah. You would hate that, Dave. I'm just saying. But I'm thinking of all these young children who are moving from childhood to adulthood. Mm-hmm. You know, I said to a young woman the other day who's going through that stage in life, I'm like, well, what do you want?
Yeah.
She goes, well, what I want matters. I'm like, top of the pile. Mm-hmm. Wait, I mean, we have our guardrails and our guidance from the Word of God and from our relationship with the Lord. But what if you question it? Even that's okay. Like mm-hmm. you know, but this discovery, that age is so hard to understand. Like they're going to be on a journey for years. Like those 13 to 18 or 13 to 25, like figuring out, like, what is it that I value? What mm-hmm. is it I want? Is what my parents said true for me? Mm-hmm. So how does one go about this, Amanda?
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you kind of like a few ideas, because I mean, there's no like right, wrong answer to it. All I can give you is ideas. But so, I mean, one of them is trying to slow down and kind of sit with yourself a little bit and have some of those questions, you know, if it's, you know, what do I find important in my life? What upsets me when it happens, right? Like I'm thinking about your value of honesty. Like if you find yourself lying, do you feel quite upset about
it? Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. What gets the kind of that gut moment of like, ooh, that really grates on me? And what is it that feels missing, right? We can ask ourselves some of those questions. I think it's great to ask, like Uncle Dave, you mentioned, to ask ourselves, like, what does my family really value? And kind of just notice things. You know, like I come from a Dutch immigrant family, and something pretty early on I think I recognized about my family is like, we really value hard work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you don't brag about the hard work, right? You put your head down and you're very quiet about the hard work, right? And so there's this value of humility and working hard and having a work ethic.
Or silent pride. Because silent pride.
Well, let's not get into all of that. This is why when you ask me what animal I identify with, it's the Clydesdale.
Still, yeah. Okay? Yeah. So, yes. Yes. Yeah. And anyway, we won't go into the Menopin family.
Other things you can ask yourself is like, who are the people that I admire and look up to? Mm-hmm. Why do I admire them? Why do I look up to them? Right.
Yeah.
You're gonna find some of your values there. You can look at if it's it doesn't have to be like famous people, right? It's like if there's people in my life that I tend to go to the most for advice. Who do I ask for help or advice from? Who or what do they do that makes me feel like they are a person that would give me good advice?
Yeah.
Because we're gonna find some of our values there.
Right.
There's also some kind of like more like if you're like an exercise person, right? Like if you like handouts and stuff like that, that helps you. A great handout that I like is just having a list of values. I printed one out for us, which is just a whole bunch of words, you know, all the way from like, you know, creativity, diversity, job security, honesty, power, reliability, security, self-express, you know, like the list can go on and on.
It was alphabetical. So that appealed to my values of organization.
Exactly. Go through and force yourself to pick like only 10. Right? Like what you're going to do is you're going to want all of them, right?
I know.
All of these are important to me, but force yourself, right? 5 to 10 that feel the most important. Mm. And then force yourself to rank them. Force yourself to actually have a hard conversation with yourself that says, I want this to be important, but what actually is more important to me and how do I make my decisions related to that? I love that exercise because it just gives us words, right? Sometimes when we're trying to find our values.
So they could just Google like list
there's like
about
a million of them on Google. All yes. Right. Yeah. I have one that Brené Brown made because I like she has like a lot of different ones that I really like. You're allowed to write your own if you want to.
Right.
I really like that one. The other one is just kind of this idea of kind of this, I guess, is an imaginary thing. But like, if you imagine yourself kind of walking on this road trip and you're doing, you know, you're going on this hike or you're going, you're driving your car and stuff like that. And then just imagine the things that are most important to you mm-hmm. in that time. Is it to have a map, to have a GPS, to have coffee, and then try to figure out what the values would look like there. So if you're a person who really, I need a GPS, I need a backup battery, I need, you know, I need to make sure my phone is charged.
I just need a Hemi, you know, yeah. I just need like, you know, Mustang with a big yes. engine in it.
Yeah, right? Is it the most important that the music is really good? Like, you're going to find some of those values, right? I value fun, or I value safety, right? Or I value always having a direction. Like, you can kind of imagine yourself and say, what would be my most important things to bring okay. along?
Wow. I mean, there's so much in this conversation we haven't talked about. So we will talk about it again, because I want to know then that once we know the values, then how do we look at our life?
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be an important conversation, which we'll have you back probably later in the spring to have that conversation. But in the meantime, this gives us time to actually say, oh, I really should slow down. And how do I slow down? I mean, I think part of us has to be told, like, actually book it in your calendar, people. If you don't know how to do it, put a time and don't let anyone mess with it. Take 2 hours on a Saturday morning, get a babysitter. You know, this is important work, especially as we go into the conversations around money. Mm-hmm. And to understand yourself and your spouse, like for me to have honesty, we know that in our relationship, honesty is important for me.
Drives me nuts. I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know. We might have to talk about that. Anyway, you know, to have to know that and mm-hmm. then to work on that communication around the topic of money and honesty is, mm-hmm. is just something we're still working on, in fact. So,
sure. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for being with us,
thank
Amanda.
Thank you for having me, as always. I appreciate it.
My daughter hopes, like, you're interviewing Amanda soon. I love those shows.
I appreciate it.
Well, we do have to wrap up, but and one of the values I have is making sure that we get done on time. I'm not sure how that value
that
fits
is
in.
Will's big, that's his goal.
That's his job. So Will is our producer. Thank you, Will, the heads upper there. Thank you to notmine.ca for just working with us and sponsoring the show, and that we can do that. Reb, why don't you pray? That's, right. Again, out of a value decision, we pray at the end of every show.
Father, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for Amanda and her work and her ministry. And thank you that you remind us of who you are, and we can look to you to see what you value. Mm. And Lord, how that can affect our walk in this life that we have in 2025. Lord, we bless you, and we just ask that you guide and direct us in these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you again, Amanda. Thank you for joining us, and join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.